You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So this collection of taonga was gathered by Andrew Rintoul before 1913, and he came as an Albert Land settler as a 12-year-old, 1862, and he worked as a surveyor as well as a farmer, and he gathered two collections together. So one is a collection of over 800 pieces of beautifully polished Kodi gum that he collected from all over Northland, but he also gathered taonga as well in his travels, and that collection was deposited on loan to the Auckland Museum by his son following Andrew's passing, and then was gifted when his son Alexander passed away to the Otamatea Kodi and Pioneer Museum, which is what we were called prior to the Kodi Museum. It's just taken a while for us to get these taonga back, I suppose. It hasn't been a priority as the museum has moved forward, but now we have a new strategic direction, and that is to be tell a more inclusive Kodi story, and these taonga are part of the local story as well as a Northland story and a Kodi story. So these taonga need to come home and be available to the tangata whenua of our area.
Could you expand on or sort of tell me first off what kind of taonga are coming back, and explain the significance of those taonga to the local iwi and hapu?
The taonga are a mixed collection of items that Andrew collected. So there's hei tiki, there's hei ponamu, there's a significant ponamu toki that was found at Waipu in the sand dunes there in 1894, that was recorded in the papers as being the largest toki to be found in the district, so, and even in New Zealand. So there's some really magnificent taonga that are coming home. There's some really beautiful examples of carving, which we, for the tangata whenua here, carving was lost with Christianity, basically. So this is bringing home taonga that will inform the stories. Yeah, it's as one of the people from Te Uria Ho talked about, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reconnect with their taonga and inspire the children, the tamariki and the rangatahi, to learn more about their history.
Right. The question I've been thinking about is, why did it take so long for it to come back to the Kaipara district?
Okay, I think that the focus for the Kodi Museum has been very much on the pioneer story. And while this is also a pioneer story, it's also a pioneer and Māori story. You know, as Andrew Rintoul travelled the north, apparently he kept diaries of all his interactions and his collection. He spoke te reo Māori, and he, according to these diaries, had a really good relationship with local tangata whenua. However, these diaries have been lost, so we only have oral history from his descendants that talk about this, and we need this collection to come home and speak to our tangata whenua so that they can learn their stories.
What kind of support have you had in getting these taonga back? And also, have you had any collaborators or people who have sort of supported you along the way?
Okay, so we've been working very closely with Te Uria Ho, and the Taumata Committee for Te Uria Ho elected Hone Kaumātua, Hone Martin, to be our Kaumātua on the Trust Board of the Kodi Museum. And I've been working very closely with him, and we have the full support of Te Uria Ho to move forward with this. And this is something that they have to be involved in, because it's their stories. I can't tell those stories. So it's really important to have Te Uria Ho on board. They're certainly supporting the initiatives we're taking. We have a documentary being made about the return, and they're really very excited about the whole process. The Waihoa Marae is hosting the taonga on the day for a blessing, and they will be feeding all of those people that come and join with us on the day, and it is just going to be a huge celebration, and it's very exciting, I must say, and it's just been amazing to have that support.
What date will the taonga be back in the possession of the Kodi Museum?
So it's coming back on the 12th of October. It will go first to the to Waihoa Marae for blessing, and then it will come to the Kauri Museum and be deposited here, basically. It will be on display on that day, but we will work with it over the coming weeks to put together an exhibition of the collection for people to access over the summer. And then we are planning to develop a research facility where we can support researchers to find out more about the collection through Te Urea Hau. But it's such a fantastic opportunity to bring these taonga into the museum and celebrate local stories in a much broader context, giving us the opportunity to tell a more inclusive story about the people of the land and the Kauri story, which is our focus.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.